When's the last time you entered into anything with gladness? And I had to literally pray, Lord, teach me to come in with gladness. Lord, help me to come in with love. God, give me the strength, Lord, to serve you and show others just how wonderful that you are. And I began to evaluate my own life and was asking, Lord, where is it, God, that you shine in me? God, where is it, Lord, that you begin to come out where other people can notice? And it's in the times that you're ready to serve him. Say ready. Hallelujah. There's going to be times when we'll have the opportunity to know when the presence of God is swooping in and the praises will begin to ring and you'll feel a wonderful joy in your heart. But other times it's not going to be so easy to be ready to receive his blessing. You may be afflicted in mind and you may have been down to your last mile and you may be out of gas in here tonight and not able to go on another step. But hear this tonight. He will bring you out. He will bring you forward. He is a God that delivers. He is a God that brings us out of every pit that we've been in. I stand above my pit tonight and I say I serve him in gladness because he's been that good to me. Has he been good to you? Hallelujah. I hope for the day that we're not ashamed to show how good that he's been in gladness. In gladness. But we've got to be ready to serve. We've got to be ready for that blessing. Oftentimes we're so caught up in facing the emotional impact of something that causes us to suffer, that we're oftentimes not seeking God for the peace that we'll need to endure a trial. And I know for me, when I face a hardship of any magnitude, my heart is troubled. Have you been there before? Our hearts become troubled and our minds become troubled. And what we would normally be ready to do in heart when times are good, it begins to change a little bit. Unexpected things begin to just drop in our path to where we weren't prepared for that in the moment. But we serve a God that is our preparer. He's the one that helps us and brings us through. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. People are needing answers all the time. People are needing answers. They need direction and they need to be led. People need that encouragement. They need that soft word of love. And how do we begin? Where do we even start in being able to bring that good word? Well, first of all, it's when you find yourself in something that's hard, being able to count it in joy. And what we face, we count in joy. What I'm facing right now in my daily life, I'm facing with joy. If I did not have the joy of the Lord, I wouldn't have anything. Nothing that I would do would ever prosper. But it's through and by him and what he does for me that I'm able to go on. And in the times when I'm going on, I'm finding the joy of my life. And it wasn't in the things that I had invested my money in. And it wasn't in the things that I'd begin to observe or people would begin to speak good things over me. But it's finding the joy in the middle of your trial, in the middle of the enemy whispering to you, beginning to dig down deep in your heart by the anointing and the Spirit of God to say that today I'm taking a stand. Today I'm not giving up. Today I'm going to go in. I'm going to show you, Lord, just how wonderful you are to me. Hallelujah. And there's going to come a time when God is going to call on you to be ready. Hallelujah. You may be ready in suffering and you may be ready in sacrifice, but either way, God's looking for somebody to give him praise. Peace. God's looking for somebody to give Him praise. Somebody to come in with gladness and not be bound by the trials of life. Shake it off tonight, church. And I'm encouraging you right now just to shake yourself up. Break the ground beneath you and say, Lord God, help me to get into Your presence. God, help me to dwell in Your joy. I believe we're so bound up sometimes we miss the joy of the Lord and we get a false sense of joy. And it'll last us for today. But when tomorrow comes, we're the same old thing. But God gives us a joy, oh, that exceeds our expectations. Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. He gives us joy everlasting, oh, beyond our understanding. And He leads us into places that we never thought we'd conquer. And we come through in victory. But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you. I know that seems like the impossible word of the hour. But God is trying to raise up a standard in our lives, Joe. Raising up a standard in our lives. You see, we're not setting the bar to try to be the happiest person in the world and trying to aim for heights that we don't think we can achieve. But God is trying to raise a bar where you just begin to be happy. It is the standard of God for you to live in joy. There is no up and down when you get in the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you, when you enjoy the presence of Him and begin to celebrate and begin to worship with your brethren, there's just something about that power of unity. And you begin to see happiness and joy begin to overflow in people's lives. And I'm encouraging you tonight to push off that which is keeping you from meeting that mark. Hallelujah. Don't come in and be afflicted in the middle of your mind. There is no peace dwelling in things that we cannot change. But tonight we find our hope in something far greater than that, don't we? I want somebody else to help me tonight. You find hope in things that are beyond your means. You find it in things that you would have never expected it to come through. And hallelujah, in the darkest hour of your day, hallelujah, the light of God can begin to shine and you begin to see things with such clarity that you will not be moved in what God is trying to do. There's been so many called and oh, to dwell and live in that grain anointing, but yet the trials of life have pulled us away from where God is trying to get us to be. He's wanting us to be able to preach with power. He's wanting us to be able to sing with joy. Hallelujah. Don't sing if you're miserable. Get in the presence of God and let Him encourage you. I've never seen a time where we can sing about being happy over there, but look like we're the most miserable people in all the land. Hallelujah. Get a song in your heart that reminds you of how good that is and sing it on Monday morning and say, I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I feel like we need to bulldoze some stuff over tonight and we need to commit to God and say in our heart, Lord, I'm striving for happiness. Woo! I'm striving for joy. You may be waiting for somebody to sing down the anointing upon your life, but it's when you stand in a hard time and give God some praise that you'll begin to realize the fullness of joy. Do we have anybody tonight that's ready to give Him some praise? I'm encouraging you right now. It's time that we stand up to the devil and not be afraid anymore and take a stand for our lives and say that I am going after the joy. I'm raising the bar. Tonight, just throw it off of you. Hallelujah, just throw it off of you. Say, God, however you want to move in my life, I'm ready. God, I want you to be ready for this. Don't resist it. A new standard of joy always here for your life. You may need this move more than you know. Joy is, oh, it comes and goes at times with the trials of life, but the joy of the Lord will bring you through everything. Listen, I feel like I'm speaking something very hard right now, but you need the joy to go through what you face. Your companion might not bring it to you. You may not get a phone call to encourage you, but it's in a time that you'll stand to say, God, I'm right here. Lord, I'm trusting You, and He will bring you out of every trial. Lord God, we praise You right now, and I thank You, Lord, for those that are willing, oh, to lay off the things that is hindering us to be able to set a new standard in our heart, Lord. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, come on, church. Come on, help us pray. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for those that need this right now, God, we're laying off every weight. God, we're laying off every hindrance. God, we're believing right now that, Lord, that You're moving
God, right now for our families. God, I pray, Lord, that you give us joy in the middle of the hardest trial that we face. God, that you bring it by your Spirit. Lord, that you send the increase of that comfort. God, I praise you right now for what you're doing. Lord, I know that you're raising up a people that's not going to care anymore about what people would say. That's not going to wait, but they'll step out and move for you.
It starts out with just a day, church. It starts out with just a day. You'll be all right. And Satan comes by just with a little voice that comes by to say, you know what? You don't have to be there tonight. Nobody will even miss you if you don't show up. It begins in such a small way that you would not think it would be the very thing that begins your downfall. But it begins to speak to you and say, you know what? You don't have to go and help anybody. Nobody's going to care if you're not there. And then he'll begin to work in your home. Well, he doesn't love you anymore. Or she doesn't care about you anymore. You have no purpose. You are not loved. Has anybody ever heard that before? And then recognize the beginning of the downfall. Satan will begin in just a very small thing. But it's when you find the joy, oh, in the middle of your trial, that temptation to give up and that temptation to lay down, we will not succeed, and God will begin to prevail, and you'll begin to feel the fullness of his presence, and you'll not only feel the fullness, but you'll begin to tell somebody else how good of a day that you're having and how good that God has been to you, dwelling in a daily continual effort, oh, to find true joy. Our prayer lives are nearly absent in the day we're living in, and you'll find that pride is a prayer killer. Pride is a prayer killer. Pride comes in many ways now. You may begin to resist people around you and not even know it. We'll begin to resist in ways that we didn't even know just because we heard that first thing and started giving into it. But don't give in to what would destroy you. God will never speak a word to you that is going to pull you down. When God begins to speak to you, it may be in a warning. And it may be in a way that's trying to lead you from trouble. But listen, if you go on, in spite of those decisions, you'll face great trouble. There's a great weight that comes with resisting the presence of God beginning to speak. And I'll just be real from the point of view of a minister. Sometimes just because you don't see people moving in the moment when you're preaching, you get so discouraged. And Satan will work on you. But we have to begin to heed to everything that God says, whether we like it or not. Because God is trying to bring us through many things and trying to lead us out of trouble. And hallelujah, you may be looking for a message to get you up and shout you tonight, but that's not what we came to bring. I'm ready to perform some spiritual warfare, not this old fleshly battle that we face every day. You may be in aches and pains, but trust God, for he is your healer. You may be distraught in your mind and scattered abroad, but begin to pray to the Lord and let him begin to change your mind. What keeps me going on sometimes is when I find that joy in what I'm facing. I'm going to keep preaching for him because of what he's done. And I find joy in knowing what he has performed. When I was at my end, God created a beginning. When I was at the end of my road, God put up a detour and showed me a way out of my present danger. The devil is little by little. The longer we wait to pray and to heed to his presence, the devil is beginning to dwindle us away and whittle at us to when it comes time to stand, that we easily fall. And God, by his word or by the singing or the teaching that you hear, is trying to build you up to be stronger. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, and it says it like this, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." When God made you, he made you of his workmanship. We may find imperfections in ourselves because we are critical of ourselves, but God made you of his workmanship. And what he placed in you is equipped enough to withstand all the cares of life. Do you believe that? Do you find yourself well equipped to face the cares of life? And for some of us, it may be, well, I think I do, but I'm not sure. I'm feeling heavy. But when you begin to seek God in weariness and seek Him in heaviness, you'll begin to feel the increase when you're weak. It's in our weakness that He is our strength. There's no doubt in my heart that He has not moved and brought me to where I am today. He delivered me when I was undeliverable. Has anybody been there? He moved for you when you didn't have anything. Yet we let that not count for anything. We forget the goodness of that. You may think that 1 week's time is not very long, but in spiritual warfare time, it is a huge amount. And neglecting to pray is simply hindering yourself. And as we begin to pray deeper and seek God more, you will not be as susceptible as you were. And as you begin to deny yourself, yes, that's right, there is some denial in the Word of God. As you begin to deny yourself, you'll begin to resist the things that you would normally give in to. You know, there's a lot of people that they begin to feel that worthlessness, and the enemy leads them straight into alcohol because they feel so empty and they think that that's going to bring satisfaction. And there are people right now that need us to be standing in the gap so that they do not fill that emptiness with that form of substance. There are other people that do it in self-mutilation and self-harm, and you may not ever see the scars that they have, but it's happening right now. They feel so worthless and don't feel like anybody cares. And I say, God, where are they, Lord? How can we make a difference? But it's in times when we may not feel like we're prepared that we see somebody in present danger, that we begin to be quickened as He moves us to let our glory, hallelujah, through God be able to show to them. And you may sing a song without any music to somebody that's laying on their bed sick, but I say sing that song. And you may have to give a prophetic word to someone, but I encourage you to speak it. If God gives it to you, you may be rejected. You may be cursed. You may be sent away feeling pretty low about yourself, but you are trying to contribute to someone's salvation. And when we do that, they not only get blessed in some way or drawn in some way, but we get blessed as well. I know we find it so hard to believe because when we get in suffering, we oftentimes can't see God, but there are blessings in suffering. There are blessings in denying ourselves. There are blessings in times when we could go and do and have that we do not, so that God can increase. A silly example is we can take $100 and you could spend that on something that you'd feel like would fulfill you. Or you could deny yourself a little treat here and there and God will show you somebody to give it to. Or you could find better things to do on a Friday or on a Sunday and still think that you're going to have a strong relationship with God. But I'm an avid believer in assembling yourselves together. Because when you begin to hear the voices of somebody else that's went through a hard time and made it, there's something in that power, because it's not even hardly what they're telling you, but it's just to know that God did it for them and He's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. There's something about hearing somebody singing with conviction of the Spirit to know that He's moved in their life and the words they sing just come right off the page to you. And hallelujah, this message may be speaking directly to your heart right now, but I want you to know that He's raising up a standard to where we can find joy and happiness, to where we do not come in continually grieved over what we're facing, but to be able to have joy, legitimate, real, inside of our heart, not created falsely by flesh, joy. Being able to come in unashamed to worship. Unashamed to worship tells me that I'm so humble that it wouldn't matter what anybody would say. When you get desperate enough, you will seek God for what you're facing. But He's wanting somebody to have a little hunger. He's wanting somebody to come in hungry for a deeper walk in Him. Everybody has a part and everybody has a place. Therefore, there is no one without purpose. No one. Everybody has something to give. Everybody has a praise in them. If somebody has persuaded you that you cannot praise the Lord, you have been deceived. The praises of God are for everyone, each person to have. If you've been raised to feel like that you have to be quiet about the goodness of God, you've been deceived. Every time that you read in the Word of God of something that was done and of great magnitude, they took a moment in time to give God the praise. They took a window of time, and sometimes it was before what was going to happen. And hallelujah, that's the hardest one to do. But when you praise Him in faith, a faith praise will bring down any stronghold that you've got. Hallelujah, does anybody got a
faith praise in here tonight. Lord, I don't see it yet, but God, I know that you're going to do it. Do we have anybody with some faith praise in here? Lord, I don't see the door opening, but God, I know it shall be opened. God, I don't see the healing, but I know that you're going to heal. Faith praise. If someone has told you that the only time you should come praise when you're condemned, you've been deceived. Because prayer is not only for the forgiveness of sins, it's for the building up of your Christian walk. It's for the spiritual building up of your life. If people have tried to get you just to quote the Lord's Prayer and you not really get intimate in prayer language, you've been deceived. I want to open up to you tonight and tell you even about my story. I used to find it so hard to pray. When I was growing up, it was hard for me just to even get the first words out because I didn't know where to start. I didn't know. And, you know, you read in not maybe clear understanding and you don't know where to really begin. But the first real prayer I ever had in my entire life was when I finally said, God, I need your help. God, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. If I ever write a Jared's prayer one day, that's all that it's going to say. God, I need your help. There are people that need God's help right now. God is here to help you, and you don't have to know anything more than if you come and believe in Him and believe that Jesus Christ died for your life, you'll begin to have a new life. When I had that first prayer moment in my life, I never felt the joy like that in my life. It was like a wall that was 1,000 feet tall began to crumble before me. And I began to see and realize what everybody that I'd seen testify, what it began to mean. And my heart began to be overflowing with joy that I never had in my entire life. Hallelujah. I'd been around teenagers and young men that had persuaded me that you had to hold back every tear and act like you're the toughest thing in the world. But when I finally humbled, broke down, and let God have it, let me tell you about the joy that I began to feel. I finally realized that life is worth living. And I realized that there are those around me that love me in relationship by blood and not. But we are all one family. And that joy began to flow. And I began to realize, now, God, if I can feel the joy, then I don't have to keep drugs any longer either. And I remember the prayer when God delivered me. And it, all that it was, God, whatever you've got to do to get me to where I am, Lord, I'll crawl. God, I'll walk in the dark night. Lord, I'll do what it takes. My heart was ready, Lord, to receive His presence. And in suffering, you'll find your readiness to be very easy. You'll find yourself ready to cry out. Why would we hold back the tears when we know that all of us are going in trouble? Why would we not help each other and to remind one another that God is a God of deliverance? That God is a God that will bring each and every one of us out. Why do we not sing with joy when we know that He's the one that's brought us through every trial? Well, bless God. I don't know about you, but He's been so good. God delivered me. I didn't have withdrawals. I didn't have second thoughts. It was done. And the next time I got to church, I just want to tell you, I'm pretty sure I scared them to death. But I couldn't just be thankful to God that He saved me anymore. I finally come through something that was real. I finally realized that what I'd heard all my life and what I'd heard preached to me all my life was not just something to hear. But I finally realized His power. Oh, what it is to feel that anointing of God begin to move in your life. But you've got to be desperate enough to call out to receive that move of God. Hallelujah. People can encourage you all that they want. But your heart has got to come to a place that it says, God, whatever I've got to do. You may not understand prayer language, but if you just begin to pray, God will bless you abundantly in it. Hallelujah. I've wished and longed to see that our churches begin to be stronger in prayer. It's begin to dwindle away, and we begin to bring up the uplifting and the praise and worship above the humbling of ourselves. And praise and worship has its place, but prayer has a greater place because it's the part of your relationship with God that lowers you. Say lower. Say lower. It's the only thing that will lower you. It's the only thing that will remove pride. It'll get you to a place where you'll say, God, I know that I cannot do this on my own. And you may feel like you're fine right now, but you've got to realize that you can't do it without Him in your life. I just feel like reading these to you. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken
your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Every man and woman in here under the sound of my voice is a son of God. And we all have the right and the place before God to step into the fullness of his worship. If he has saved you, then you are of his kinship. You are of the fold. I thank him tonight that I have a place that I can go to where I have the encouragement of my brothers and sisters. And don't pass by the value that it would bring if you give legitimate attention to the church service. Satan wants us to come in and drift through and not even feel a thing. Wants us to drift through and know that we were at church, but oftentimes we can't even remember what was preached. Just drift on through. Everything that's trying to be poured out, we just, you know, we feel a little bit, but don't receive the fullness. And go out and not even be able to say what was saying the night before. And we want to blame that on our minds. I'd like to. But sometimes a word is strong enough and to me that it's time that I take what I'm hearing and begin to use it. And oftentimes it's the points that we're what? The most desperate. The most hungry. We're looking for that direction. Looking for something to help us through the next part of life. We're all in different chapters of where we are with God in our lives. But God is still the same for you. To no matter what the need is, that we're ready to meet it. God is here to help somebody.